expect multiplication on sea. We expect it, Father, and we thank you that you've already done it. I thank you, Father, that what was little is growing into much, Father, in everybody's life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can sow.
Can you keep up with what God is doing? Can you keep up? Look at somebody and tell them the supernatural is in your face. Sit down. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The supernatural is in your face. Somebody say, praise the Lord. My goodness, where do we go? What do we do? So much, isn't it? Glory to God. I'm just going to have to preach this out over the month. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Open your Bibles really quickly. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, can't mess with this. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 28. Praise the Lord. So say, resurrection power. Everybody say, resurrection power. Say it again. Resurrection power. Say it again. Resurrection power. How many of you believe in resurrection power? Isn't it cool when you really think about it? You will never know God, you know, as the giver of life until you actually allow him to give life to something that has died. And once you go there and once you've been there, I tell you what, you can believe God to do anything. Have you ever embraced death? The Bible says, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear absolutely no evil. Have you ever had to walk through death? I'm not just talking about dying physically. But ever walk through something like, come on, your life relationships die. Hopes drop, die at times. Dreams die. Different things die. So say, walk through death. So let it die. Because you know what? In Christ, the good things never die. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here this woman had a situation going on. I'm trying to talk to you people that have got dead things. Amen? Amen. And it got, you ever had something that you fought for it and fought for it? You know, you knew it was in trouble. You knew it was in trouble. You knew it was devastating. And you prayed and prayed, God, Lord, don't let this thing happen. Please don't let this thing happen. I know some situations. Please don't let this light go out. Come on, Lord Jesus. Please don't let me lose this house. Please don't let this phone bill get caught. Oh, y'all are looking at me like I'm stupid. Don't let me get real in this place. Please don't let them take this car away. Come on. God, you better come through. I'm believing you and I'm trusting you to do something. If you don't come through, God, I'm going to lose it. But I heard Pastor Rod said, if I believe and I trust, no good, no bad thing's going to happen to me. So I'm going to keep on believing. But look what happened. My man's still left. And I'm not just talking about some of y'all. Amen. Look what happened. My house is gone. Look what happened. I was trusting you. I was depending on you. I was believing in you. And you didn't got me in trouble. It's all messed up. Y'all are laughing, but it's true. I was trusting, but look what happened. Surely, God, that's not you, Jesus. Something's got to be wrong because everything is peaches and cream with Jesus. We never go through something. I know that car just didn't hit me. Come on now. I know that this thing did not rear end my car. Come on. I know we're not sitting up in this church all by ourselves. Come on, God, I know you're going to come through. You ever been in those situations? Say, God, you better hurry up or something's going to happen real bad.
Amen.
Come on, Jesus, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, Lord. You better hurry up. And then all of a sudden, you know what? How many had those situations? Say, Lord, if you don't show up, it's all going to be over. And he didn't show up. Come on. How many had some situations he didn't show up? come on. Am I the only one? Well, I'm believing you, God. I'm believing you. Bam. When those things happen, what is that? You know what it is? God's teaching you that even though things die, somebody say hallelujah, you still win because you can bring it back. Somebody says, well, I used to think, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? You could die. But then again, in Christ, we never die. It always comes back. Say, God wants you to take a walk. Tell somebody. You got
to
walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There are a lot of people that never get to the side of life because they're not willing to walk through the shadow of death. Why is there a shadow? Why do shadows come? Because something's standing right in front of the light. Somebody say hallelujah. When death, amen, the enemy stands in front of the light or the glory that you're expected to have, what's going to be there? A shadow. And you're going to have to walk right past the shadow of death, amen, to get to where God wants you to go. And there are a lot of people that are on their way to great things with God, great things in business, great things in relationship, amen. Even in this ministry, we've had to walk through again and again and again, amen. Might as well put funeral home on the door sometime, amen. The shadow of death. But there are never a lot of people that will never arrive at their destiny because the path that God takes them down a path of death sometime. You know what happens when you go through the path of death? You die to some things. Some things that don't need to live. Amen? When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's when you need to shake off all things that will never bring you life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't worry about it. That's when you can say, thank God. I tell you what, I went through some situations. Boy, I was pumped up years ago, all excited. Woo, it's going to be a piece of cake. Amen. This is going to be so easy. It's going to be pop. Woo, we're going to make it. There are a lot of things we've died to. Somebody say hallelujah. But the real thing that God has for you will never die. I'm going to tell you that. What God really has for you never dies. Now, some of you have got some dead stuff. Amen. I'm not talking about resurrecting no good people. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't even go there. Amen. Well, then pass it and preach. I'm going to go resurrect that. No. Leave that dead. Somebody say hallelujah. Take off the grave clothes and leave them there. Amen. Don't go back. But tonight, in John chapter 11, verse 20, and it says this. When she had said so, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. There are a lot of people that have walked through the valley of the shadow of death and are discouraged, despondent, and mad, and frustrated. He should have showed up. He's here now. I don't need him now. I needed him then.
Amen.
The Master has come to your situation. Amen. So say, Jesus is here. Say it again. Jesus is here. And it's hard to get back up again, isn't it? When you die to stuff, to get your hope back up, to get your faith back up. to get your peace back, to go running with joy and excitement. Amen? After it's dead. How many of you got some dead things and now Jesus is in your face saying, Jesus, the Master is calling thee. I called you. Come on. And we get so frustrated, we get so mad. Calling me. Calling me now. What about then? What about when I needed him the most? And now you're going to tell me that Jesus is calling my name? Where was he when I was going through that rough situation? Where was he? Come on. Too late. Everybody say too late. Jesus, you're too late. Forget it. With God, it's never too late. Amen. Look at somebody and say, the Master is calling you. He's going to give you back some stuff. Somebody say, this is the season of restoration. Tell somebody and get that by faith. Get it by faith right now. Everybody needs to claim that by faith because God is doing some supernatural things rapidly. And you need to hold on to that. You hear me? God is putting some stuff in. Amen. He's restoring you totally. If you get a revelation of that and let God do it, he'll take you back way back down memory lane. Amen. And bring back a lot of stuff you lost. But you got to hear him call. Someone say hallelujah. Even when he calls after the fact, after it's all messed up, after the vision's dead, after the... Come on. He'll still call you up. Somebody say hallelujah. He's calling. Come say, he's calling.
He's calling.
As soon as she heard that, she arose. Somebody say, arose.
Arose.
See, if you want to get your miracle like this woman had to get her miracle, she got up. There are a lot, you can't sit there mad and disgusted and worn out. She arose. Somebody say, quickly.
Quickly.
Say, quickly.
Quickly.
There are a lot of people, amen, God calls them, but they're going to take their time. When God is in front of your face with a blessing, when God's in front of your face with a grace or anointing of restoration, get your butt up quickly. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to give you time to think about what you want to do. Somebody say, when he calls, respond quickly. I tell you what, I hear the Lord calling in a lot of stuff. Amen. And it's shaking me up. I need to stop thinking about a bunch of junk. Amen. And just respond. Here I get up quickly. Somebody say, get up quickly. I've noticed that about the anointing of the Holy Ghost a lot of times when God is moving, and there are a lot of people that like to play games with God. Come on. You ever heard that scripture says, though, you know, wait for the vision, though he tarry, amen, wait for it, because what will happen? It will surely come find that for me. In the book of Habakkuk, Jesse, I believe it's Habakkuk, is it 3 or is it 4, 8? I don't know. Let's find it. That's on my heart. Everybody say, wait for the vision. Everybody say, wait for the vision. Though he tarries. Come on, he's got the computer. He's not smarter. Amen. The computer can find those things for. What am I trying to get you to do? Amen. I'm trying to pull the point. When God calls after you waited for a long time, move quickly. Somebody say hallelujah. You get it?
Habakkuk 2:2.
What does it read? Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry. Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that sound silly? Though it tarries, and tarry means waits or delays. Though it tarries, wait for it will not tarry. Though it tarries, wait for it will not wait for you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think about it. Don't play that game. Don't cap an attitude with God because he took his time getting to your situation. Though it tarries, amen, wait for it will not tarry. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he comes, he's coming to do business. He's not coming to have you yell at him about all his stuff, amen. He's coming to take care of your situation rapidly. Some say, though it tarry, wait for it. For it will not tarry. Are you getting the revelation on that, people? Somebody say hallelujah. Saying secretly, the master is coming, calleth for thee. As soon as she heard, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. People will always try to become your comfort. You got to look out for that stuff. People are always patting you on the back and shedding tears with you. All those people that were crying with her didn't do anything about it because they had no power to do anything about it. There are a lot of people that will comfort you in your misery but leave you there. Pacify you. Well, I knew what happened. I feel so sorry for you. Amen. And all y'all sitting there looking sorry and feeling sorry together. Amen. Jesus is not coming to feel sorry for you. Amen. He's coming to help you. Every once in a while, you got to get away from all your sorry friends. Amen. Everybody being sorry together. We all beat up. Nobody loves us. No, we're just an unlovable bunch together. Amen. We're all sorry. Somebody say hallelujah. There are a lot of sorry people we need to get away from because misery loves company. There are a lot of miserable company that's out there. Everybody's sorry about this and sorry about that. They were all weeping. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus knows all your trouble. He will guide you till the day is done. There is not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. The Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Some say, nobody but Jesus. There are some situations that you're going to go through. Amen. And you're going to have to come to the realization that nobody is going to be there like Jesus. God will allow people to let you down so you know, not that your friends are sorry. Amen. That you might know that God is faithful. Somebody say hallelujah. He will get you to the place to where nobody can come through but Jesus, because that's where he wants it. He will purposely allow your mate to let you down. He will purposely allow your parents to let you down so that he can say, I will always be there. So say, learn the lesson. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Pastor will let you down. Church will let you down. Preacher will let you down. TBN's going to let you down. Your girlfriend's going to let you down. It's coming. Only Jesus. Only Christ. Only Christ. Only Christ. I've learned that. And I tell you what, if you don't want your friends to let you down, realize that they will. And they won't. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ever put yourself in the place where God's going to have to teach you the lesson. Somebody say hallelujah. I've got great friends and people that love me so much. Amen. But I tell you what, you have human characteristics. Amen. Amen. I know that within all of us, none of us are God. Amen. There's potential in us to let one another down. So I'm not going to put you in the place to where God's going to have to use you to teach me a lesson. Somebody say hallelujah. Only Jesus. Say it's expected. We expect our friends to be God. No, they're not. We can walk together, bind our arms together, say, I'll be here through thick and thin, but there's some places they just can't go. Because God said, that's reserved for me. Somebody say, hallelujah. And we sitting there moping and groping and crying and mad, amen, because we can't take our friends and everybody with us through every little situation in our life. Can't you understand? No, they're not meant to. It's only God that reserved that place. How many got some places in your life that you just can't get anybody to realize? You try to explain it to them, they still don't get it. Can't you see this? Can't you? No, it's reserved between you and God. Somebody say, only Jesus. We're getting there. We're getting there, aren't we? One thing about the comfort of men, it is that most of the time they don't have the power to change your circumstance. Many times all they can do there is weep. All they wanted to do is they thought, well, she's going to the grave to cry. Let us all go to the grave to cry with her. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't need anybody to cry with you anymore. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Somebody say hallelujah. But Jesus has the power to make the impossible possible. But when Mary remembered all that Jesus had done in the past, she knew that he alone had the answer, and she came running to him. Say run. Say run. Now, she was running to the place. Where was Jesus going to meet her? At the grave, right? Somebody say hallelujah. There are a lot of us that keep running back to stuff, and they think that you're running back to the problem. Running back to the problem. Haven't you given up on that stuff? There are a lot of people that ask me about church sometime, and even in this ministry and different things. Haven't you given up on that place? Absolutely not. I'm going to keep running back. You know why? Because I'm not running to the problem. I'm running to the answer. Somebody say hallelujah. Find your problem. That's where you'll find Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. What better place to have God show up than in the middle, amen, of a situation that he's needed? She was not running back to the grave, which was her problem. She was running back to the answer. So say, run back.
Run back.
Amen. Don't run to the problem. Run to the answer. Jesus is the answer. When you run to Jesus, he won't deny your need. He will meet you there. In verse 39, he says, where have you laid him? Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm getting there. If you want God to go back and fix some things, you got to face it. Jesus was not going to meet her someplace else. He said, you go right back there to the grave. Go back to the place where you think I let you down. He said, where have you laid it? Somebody say hallelujah. He could have said, I'm going to make you a new brother. And there are a lot of that. Give me a new brother. Give me something new. He said, no, where did you lay that one? The one that you thought I'd let you down with. There is nothing too hard for God. Somebody say hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. Where have you laid it? That's a revelation. Or where have you laid him? Where did you lay your thing? Jesus is asking you, where have you laid your vision, your promise, and your calling? Some say the master is calling. Go back and find your dead thing. The resurrection's there. Take me to the grave and roll away the stone. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, it's hard, isn't it? I think I need to stop there. I want you to focus on that. We can finish it up later. There's too much to go on. Amen? Take me to the grave and roll away the stone. That's a piece of inner healing, isn't it? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two things I want you to make clear to you tonight. One, the master is calling. Get up and run to him quickly. Though it took him a long time to get there, amen, when he's there, he means business then. Amen? The master is calling. Run to meet him. And when you go to meet him at the place where those things in your life died. Amen? And roll away the stone. Look at somebody and say, roll away the stone.
Roll away the stone.
God's about to bring some things back to life again. That's what I'm telling you. Don't be afraid to roll away the stone. Some of you got some stone hearts. Amen. Nothing in there but skeletons. Roll it away. Give God another chance. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. He's about to fix it and make it all better again. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Say, Father, I open myself up to your possibility.
Thank you
for loving me.
You
knew all along
that I was
going to
live.
You knew all along
that I was
going to
make it.
I'm sorry for tripping.
You
stayed
right on task.
I'm here for you.
Not because I'm
great,
not because I'm special,
but
because
you love me.
You'll always
love me.
Thank God
you
love
me.
Period.
And just
start to bless
the Lord right
where you
are. Hallelujah.
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 Say,
God loves
me.
And
he's going to
show it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
All
that is within.
If you
just give
God
a chance,
he'll
do some
great things
for you. Amen.
You
give God
a chance,
he'll turn
some things
around.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sola
bakendiro
shatala
mahanaya.
Roma
hosahaya. better. Better, 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 better. We get to be here on Friday night. Amen? Hallelujah. There's some great things that are happening. We got to get ready, for what God wants to do. We're going to try to cut back these meetings because there's so many good things that are planned in the fall. You just can't take it all. We're going to keep having our services, but the time, we got to really get a little bit done because there's so much happening. God's doing some wonderful things. Billy Hunt's coming back. Somebody say hallelujah. She got a release from the Holy Ghost to come back. And I'm just excited about that. Amen. How about you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on now. Y'all are quiet. Amen. Picking up and going on with God, what wants to do. Amen. And there's so much more. And I want to pray for a friend of mine right now, Maceo Smith. For about 2 weeks, he's been on my heart. And y'all haven't met Brother Maceo, but he's out there with Brother Copeland's ministry. We're going to pray for him right now, just for a couple moments. Let's just do that. You might not even know him. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for him. Hallelujah. Father God, whatever situation he may be going through or have been through, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for supernatural release for him. Father God, we call his destiny to light. We call his destiny to light right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, the valley of death, the shadow of death, Father God will not have its place in his heart, Father God. But he's bold, strong, Lord, strong in the power of his might. And he's restored and resurrected right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yes, ma'am. I tell you what, we have to pray because the devil is so ticked off. There have been so many negative diagnoses this week. Negative diagnoses. We go for a whole season, and all of a sudden, all these doctors giving terrible reports, trying to put cancer on people, diabetes on people. Billy Coon's husband, the doctor's trying to lie to them and tell her that her husband has cancer. The man is yellow right now. Amen. You got to pray for Billy Coon. Brother Rex Scott is going through a situation right now with the devil's report. Amen. But I tell you what, if you don't hear God's report, there's nothing left to listen to but the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Aaron's having a little day surgery on his hand tomorrow.
Okay, Aaron.
To be protected.
My God. Little Aaron's got hand surgery, and devil trying to put diabetes on him? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We believe in healing. You will not be sick. You will not be sick. You better hold your ground. Hold your ground. Because the devil will only get you where he can. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Father, right now we pray especially for little Aaron and Brother Bobby for their faith right now. We rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. We send the word of faith to him that they will never believe the devil's lie. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we curse sickness. We curse infirmity. Right now, we pray that the healing ministry of God will be made manifest before his people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to diabetes. We tell it to leave that body right now in the name of Jesus. We shut up every doubtful tongue right now in the name of Jesus. We shut up every silly prayer, amen, it's not praying a prayer of faith. And we put faith in his heart, faith that will overcome right now in the name of Jesus and be victorious over his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. The Bible says no sickness will come nigh your dwelling place. So right now I curse it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name, I put the blood over every heart right now in the name of Jesus, over every household in the name of Jesus. I curse cancer in Jesus' name. You will live and you will not die. You will not believe the end of the report. That's all it is. It's just a bunch of demons that have been released. New assignments. You hear me? That's just been the changing of the guard. There were other spirits out there before. Amen. These are sick ones. Lord. Look at all of this stuff that popped up out of nowhere. All these crazy diagnoses. You better curse that stuff and don't receive it. Look out. Everybody better start to study healing. Come on. You better start to study healing.
Amen.
Keep it strong. Get some healing tapes, amen, so you can guard your heart. You're not supposed to be sick. Look out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Healed.
Glory to God.